Well, they've got their heads stuffed with stupid ideas, but here, we've always lived together. The truth is that Burma's one big family.
Indeed, Mandalay is known for its tolerance, its religious harmony. But an ill wind blows again here and across this whole region of Burma. This is one of the most dangerous men in the country, Ashin Wiratu, an ultra-nationalist Buddhist monk who has sworn to expel Islam from Burma.
You Westerners don't understand Buddhism. You can criticize us, but we monks of Burma know that we're right. We followed a path of truth, and that's the only important thing. Maybe one day you'll understand our commitment to the defense of our religion.
Wiratu quietly explains his ideas to us, the roots to his fundamentalist ideology.
There are in our country two priority issues that concern us greatly. The first is the democratic transition. The second is the spread of Islam. You know, I'll tell you, Hindus are courteous, Christians are very respectful, but Muslims are full of hate.
In Mandalay, they are announcing a strengthening of the curfew order. Gatherings of more than five people are now banned until further notice. The old demons of the Burmese dictatorship resurface as security forces flex their muscles.
What are you filming? No cameras, no filming here. Leave or we take you with us, do you understand?
In the Muslim quarter, the center of recent rumors and targets of the rioting, tensions are rising. The small mosque on 83rd Street in the heart of the city is now guarded by local youths.
No, you can't go in the mosque. You can't stay here.
No? But for you, the curfew is not enough. You need because for the security.
You can't stay here. Come on, tell him to leave. We have nothing to say.